News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Bill for the regulation termination of pregnancy is in its second stage. It's set to be debated later today in the Dáil. The availability of contraception did make its way into the referendum discussions, but we have not yet seen a free scheme introduced. As we move forward with the abortion bill, do we need to make free contraception a priority? Well, our next guest believes we should. Larissa Nolan, a journalist and columnist, was writing about this in the Sunday Times on Sunday. Larissa, why do you believe contraception should be free? What's your argument?
Hi, Shane. I suppose that the simple common sense of it is that if you introduce abortion to a country that has never had it before, which we have done, obviously, following the referendum, that's the plan, it's only responsible to introduce it in tandem with free contraceptive services. You know, when you think about it, because what you're doing then, if you don't do that, is you're making one thing free. You're making the emergency option free, the option that really, I think we're all agreed, you know, is an ordeal for women that is best avoided. You're making that free, and you're making the contraceptive element of it, putting a cost on that. So, you know, the possible upshot of doing that is quite dangerous, and I think it would be negligent for us to do so.
I can see the absolute logic of your argument. I suppose some people listening today may see this as being a personal matter, a private matter. Why should the taxpayer subsidise contraception?
Well, the taxpayer subsidises it in Sweden and in the UK. It's not that unusual a notion. And the idea being that you subsidise this so that you don't have to subsidise the next stage. You know, so if anybody would be concerned about paying for it, the possibility is if they don't pay for it at that stage, they'll be paying for it further on down the line when it turns into an issue where a person needs an abortion. So if you think about it, really, Shane, what you're doing there is you're dividing the service up into, like, there are these wonderful contraceptives that a lot of people don't know about at the moment, which are like in excess of 99.9%, but they're a very hefty cost, you know, at the outset. Now, they last for 5 to 10 years, but they can cost €250. That'd be a really wise thing to do for, you know, maybe a young girl who wants to protect herself but is at the very early stages of her career, can't afford the €250 upfront, or, you know, perhaps is a student or something that you don't have that kind of level of money. But it would end up saving money for the state. But the main point is, yes, I can understand how people go, oh my God, this would cost a fortune, and it would. But it's only responsible when you bring it into a country, especially a country that never had it before.
Okay, is there a danger about advocating certain types of contraception, which may be very good at stopping pregnancy, mm-hmm. But not so good at stopping STIs?
Well, that's a separate issue, really.
Well,
yeah,
it's kind of connected, though, isn't it?
Well, not really in terms of abortion and when you're legislating for abortion. Of course, we can't forget about the obvious problem. You know, anytime I ever speak about this, I'm always saying, you know, when we're talking about these kind of contraceptives, we're also saying, you know, you make sure that if you're using these, they're only suitable for people who are in a monogamous relationship where they know their partner's full sexual health history. For me, that's self-evident when I'm talking about this. Just in case it isn't, absolutely, totally advocate that. Mm.
Is contraception so expensive, though, that people will literally say, you know what, I think I'll just take a chance?
I think when it comes to the morning after pill, it can be sometimes. Now, I know that has reduced a lot in price, but I can certainly tell you from experience around me, you know, at a younger age, when people's money and, you know, at any stage, really, to be honest, especially over the last couple of years that have been rough enough, you know, when you're sometimes when you don't have that 40 or 50 euro or whatever it costs, it's in around that area. It varies from place to place. When you don't have that, when you actually don't have it, sometimes it's not a case of saying, well, I just give it I'll risk it. But, you know, it's a case of saying, I don't have it. So you might have to take that risk. Unfortunately, if you've a service on the other side of it where we're saying we're providing free abortions, and I understand why Simon Harris is doing that. He's explained why, and I understand it. But when you have that system, the chances are then that there could be a situation where somebody ends up going, well, you know, in 6 weeks' time, this I can get this option instead. I think that would be very unfair to place somebody, you know, in that position.
All right, we will leave it there. Larissa Nolan, journalist and columnist, thanks indeed.